And now I introduce to you the man they call Joseph Hill from the band Culture. Thanks, Joseph, for coming down here.
One love to all my people.
You guys have been doing so much music. Year after year after year, you continue to put out albums. What's the secret to this longevity of a band like this? And with the same original lineup and the same, the music still has the soul that it always did.
The love of the music, mainly. Mainly the love of the music. Because, see, the love of the music is the same love that you have for the people, you know, one with another. Same love you've got for yourself. So it's a full-time dedication. It's not like make this to feel any way obligating. If you feel that you're obligated, then it will be harassing after taking control of most time of your life, which, right. You know. But if you just said, it's a part of me, it's my blood, body, and sweat, spirit, and bone, anything you want, then it's easy.
And you guys have stuck to the original, just stuck to the roots.
Yeah, not because there isn't the creativity to divert, because that's too easy. But see, I always think that sitting down is always easier to do than standing up. But then, in the end, if you're sitting down and you're going to stand up, and in a time like this, if you're not standing up for your rights, useless. It's pointless standing up anyway.
So tell me about the beginning when you guys first came onto the scene, that things were rougher then than they are now, I'm sure.
Yeah. Well, as an individual who come together with two side harmonies and do this particular work. See, I loved and dealt with music from such an early time. I was really conscious about real music in, like, about from 15. You see, what really took place is that it kept me going, and I keep it going for a time. Then, you know, there's a time in your life when you look on your age clock. Said, well then, hey, what's going on? Because that's really what flashed across. Said, well then, as far as I see at this point in time, gone like about 20 years, in this good old music world, from solo to group working. I stay with it quite authentically for like 20 years. International Herb, it was much earlier than that, but that was the time when it released in the United States of America. Because it was released in Europe, doing well, trampled down the rest of the world, but you know, circumstances alter listening and cause good music to go to wasting. However, cook it down for my people, they are listening. Yeah, you see, it's like the people know. That's all I want them to be, because if they are otherwise, they could be well stepping the wrong way. You know what I mean? Just imagine, time is so difficult, and you go spending your dimes buying the wrong thing. Bad. Okay. Gotta look for that which is authentic, that which will stay. I got this in a vision. The year when the group was about to launch.
But were you in Jamaica when you had that vision?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. I had some.
I don't think I could be elsewhere. I was born in St. Catherine, and I was brought up between St. Catherine, Clarendon, and Kingston. I live in St. Andrew at the moment, which Kingston and St. Andrew are twin parishes, you know.
And how do you like America? What do you think of being here and being on tour?
Well, put it this way. Each country, I've got its concept. I've never lived here. I only visit. And then I would cleanly and fairly say I don't get enough time to really see around, to really give a real firm view. But from what I see on the street, you know, put it this way, the people can well stand up for their rights.
When you first got your recording contract, when you first got your contract, what sort of contract was it? What did they tell you? Did they get, did you get the soon come and the stuff like
it was
that?
It was a different time. You see, I was also one of those which were not being introduced with a contract. I never even know the day when my album would be released, thanks to Joe Gibbs. Thank you very much. The law will talk to you about that. Thank you very much. Well, in the process of learning, you got to pay. I think I paid my dues. I definitely paid my dues. I wasn't one of those who walk across the pages going to rich offices and getting smiling response all the time. Not every day could be gloomy days, but I could count my sunshines. I didn't have any intention at all to travel. None whatsoever. I think if you have something in a part of the world, one which could be referred to like one of the seven wonders, there are many more wonders which are not being referred to, and he or she wants to see it, get out and see it. That's a part of enjoyment. And, you know, it's just about what you're getting out of life anyway. And there are two things that any man have to do, is to stay white and live or die, or stay black and live or die. And that's just about it.
Kevin's been bugging me to ask you about Columbus.
That discovery cheat. Well, to be real honest with you, you know.
Be honest. That's what we're here for.
Yeah, you know, I just respect that as just a wide comedy. I just call that whiskey talk. Yeah, this discovering of the West Indies with Columbus. That's just whiskey talk when they were on the sea and desperate and drink too much whiskey and bounce on to God's piece of land. Whiskey talk, man. Whiskey talk. I tell you the truth. I mean, if you check an old slavery building, you see more whiskey bottles and wine bottles than anything, than any commodity in there. If you go to a museum that store those things, whiskey and wine bottles, the commonest commodity in there. Well, you see, after those pirates drink their whiskey and take disadvantage of good people whom they know nothing of, which if they knew anything about intelligence and PR, which is public relation, then it wouldn't have gone that way. They had too much a good time. They have to report to the royal family about the overspent money. So the discovery was just another jot, another false maths, another fabricated receipt. You see, you know, Columbus played a trick that demand the receipt of the robbing of the world. And when I say that, I am not single-minded about it. My mind opens up like the legs of an octopus talking about this. See, can you just imagine that your father was born here, or that brother over there, all Americans, father was born here, their grandfather was born here. So just imagine their father down the road. if you can count the eggs in the nest, were born here. Now, in this sense, you know, they could say, well, the length of my beard tell me that I discover it. But they were honest people, they didn't. But because one greedy guy all the way from Spain working for the queen as a little bluebelly rat gets some money to see what the world looks like. None of them knew what the world looked like. They were more intelligent people than those people lying here in the Western Hemisphere. Because just imagine, Jamaica is a little strip of land just off the back door of America, right? So when he sailed and find himself here in America, then he thought, ha-ha, who to tell? He might have came here in summer. Because the truth is always in the closed book. Okay, if you want to open that book, please don't go to the keysmith to build your key. Use your mind and open it. And there you'll find the truth. Columbus, to me, is a garbage can which is no more in use. The bottom is gone. I really ignore people who think they are educated by saying Christopher Columbus discovered America and the Western Hemisphere. Mm-hmm. I really ignore that statement. If it's a slice of bread, let me die for hunger.
Joseph, tell me about your earliest inspiration, your first inspiration in music.
My first inspiration came off and with my drawing. I used to do my painting. And, you know, it's like one day I was painting and I was thinking, saying, what are these Christians saying that the cloud is going to burst? That's stupidness. The return Messiah is your conscience, and there will be a representative that always rule. So I wrote this song, Behold, I Come Quickly. Yeah, I start thinking about that song from about the earliest days of 14 years old. I'm a person who listen to, you know, to some various people, which maybe a lot of people don't even remember those people. People like Curtis Mayfield. I listen to people with real, realistic soul, like Joe Simon. I listen to Chuck Jackson paying his tribute to the woman he loved in a decent way. Otis Redding is worthwhile listening to. If I may say so, Mother of Soul, you know who that is. Give her a big tap anywhere she is, Sister Aretha Franklin. can you imagine the crankshaft of soul? I name him as the crankshaft of soul. Yeah. Dennis, James Brown. You know, there is something inside that they really want to say. Let's say this year he's saying goodbye, which a lot of things can be done. Well, if you should even throw the Bible up in the air and catch it back in your hand, there is always some part of it there which said, days and moments quickly flying. Yeah, man, and it's sure flying for the elect's sake. You know, you're not doing your brother daily wrongs. You're not guilty of hurting your brother. Neither am I. Now, for the elect's sake, because it's only the elect can live up to these brotherly or felonious expectation. Because see, you really commit a felony hurting your brother in any way. The law says so and your conscience says so. Okay. You see, for those people who are waiting to be hung for killing a baby and all those type of stupidness that you sit back and read in the papers and see on the telly. Time is so long for them, oh boy. How is it so long? Well, you know, but you go down, for instance, to Bunununus, and you know we'll be having an excellent time, a stampede time,
yeah,
right? A beaten up
words
Yusuf out of town.
See, will not describe the time we will have.
Good. It will be the victory for the best boxer Fajr, right? And, I mean, times like those just run away like, shh.
I know what you mean.
Well, how is it just gone? But, you know, good things doesn't wait around. And the most precious thing you can find from that time until this time and for the time to come is still time. Long time ago. Plenty of them. Why shouldn't I?
Joseph, where did you record this Sevenths Clash, this two Sevenths Clash album? This was your debut, right?
That's the 24 retirement. Retirement Crescent in Kingston. This little note here at the back, I do ask, although it's considered as a bit of old material, which I agree to, but, you know, memories don't leave like people do, as one of my co-singer brothers said. I would really ask my listeners, when you get the time, just read that little square thing in the back, and then you can really get a sense of what you're buying for your money, which, you know, even the rum bottle shows its contents. Why shouldn't the music show its contents too? And the contents is good. It's no concentrate, real Mackay. Well, it's a sort of freedom of speech when people are to know their liberty. It's a much different situation with two Sevenths Clash than even a civil war in America. You know what I mean? If you should trace the history, because two Sevenths Clash was, in a rightful way, our civil war, but in a mental way, which is a hotter battle. All I'd ask them, don't stay in when the better is outside. Come out. You see, at least an album a year.
That's what I've seen. I'm looking through.
We'll keep 89. Me active.
And you've also done some solo stuff. So was that in between Culture?
In between.
So, but you're still putting out an album a year with Culture, and in between that, you're doing solo stuff.
Yeah.
A guy that likes to keep busy, I guess.
Yeah, definitely.
And do you plan on doing any other solo?
Yeah, a lot of things. I mean, you see, I have a speed of working that nobody can keep up with. You know, I have a way of working with that nobody can really keep up with my style of working. See, if I am to really work and get my right type of exercise, I would just have to approach this like a boxer going to work out, you know, an athlete, you know, with not much clothing, just like, that's the way I feel, just in like my shorts, and feel free. And like 12 or 24 musicians line up to handle me.
I know what you mean, man.
I take 6, 8, or 12 at a time. It all works out to the answer of speed inspiration. You know, you see, then living condition is another thing, because we live in three different locations. Well, two of us live in the same area. But then to take people's personal time that they say, that's my time, and the time that they put into music are the time that they can afford to put into music, and the time that I take for myself, and the time that I can afford to put into music, is two different considerations. So I've got to have solo work going. You know, I mean, you see, I'm a person like this who really needs a studio at home. You know, I don't really have the time to get up and go out and gossip, because time really gets serious. So I put all the time that people really put in gossip, I put that in music. God bless.